Many opportunities come across disguised as issues or problems. However, they can be an opportunity or can be seen as a challenge or a test. How do you shift your mindset or your perspective to see the problems as opportunities? The moment we shift our perspective and see opportunities as a challenge instead of a problem is when we can start to move forward. Hi, I'm Mary Michael. Welcome to the Innovate Your Life podcast. This is a weekly podcast where we are constantly inventing through actionable insights to live your best life. Join our weekly podcast for inspirational stories and mini innovative blueprints that can help you reach your goals further and faster. For those that are new to Innovate Your Life podcast, I'm your host, Mary Michael. A little about me. I'm an innovator, a mom, a professional, and constantly finding little mini blueprints on making life better. And my mission is to help you live your best life, and not just professionally, but also in all aspects. For 2019 Innovate Your Life podcast with Team Mary Michael, we'll be focusing on your professional life. Our podcasts and other offerings will be circling around bringing up your professional life to the next level. To start off, what potential goals that you can bring to your professional life in 2019, have you thought of find your why and career passion? Find your alternative careers, same careers in a different industry. Maybe you're planning out a very long term and a pursuit of your happiness. Maybe you're changing your field. Maybe you're strategizing for a promotion. Maybe you can find a position that you're passionate about. Maybe you want to become an entrepreneur. Maybe you want to work for a company that you aspire for. All of these items we're going to be talking about in our podcast this year, and we hope you join us. So if this is something you're interested in, stay tuned. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Innovate Your Life with Mary Michael. I'm your host, Mary Michael. Today, we're going to be looking at, are you taking advantage of every opportunity in life? How are you finding your opportunities? So we're going to go through 10 steps plus a bonus step to take you through how I find my opportunities in life. You ready? Here we go. Step number one. Step number one is define. So what exactly is an opportunity? Here's the definition. An opportunity is a chance to change your circumstances for the better. So, doesn't that sound wonderful? The ability to change your circumstances for the better? Okay, let's dig deeper. Many opportunities come across disguised as issues or problems. However, they can be an opportunity or can be seen as a challenge or a test. How do you shift your mindset or your perspective to see the problems as opportunities? The moment we shift our perspective and see opportunities as a challenge instead of a problem is when we can start to move forward. So, step number one, define. What is an opportunity? Step number two is to identify. So, how can we identify these opportunities? All right, let's face it. We live in a chaotic world, and how to identify these opportunities in an very unclear world. We have to know what we are looking for. So think of it like a bunch of puzzle pieces on a table, and we have to find a puzzle piece that maybe has a little bit of yellow and the shape of a T, but we're not really 100% clear on that. Sometimes the piece that we're looking for is not exactly what we're expecting. It might be smaller, or it might have more of an orange color, but it still works. So once you start putting these pieces together, that's when you can build a puzzle to kind of understand what that clearer picture looks like. Sometimes the best opportunities you'll get are the ones that you're not even really looking for. So remember to keep those eyes open and kind of just go with the flow. So how I think about opportunities is almost like the glass is always full with opportunities, even if they're challenges. So even though it may seem like it's murky water and you can't really see which direction you're going for, just like the previous episode where we talked about finding that North Star, we have to dig deeper. We have to start asking some questions to identify these opportunities. So here are some example questions. How will I know when the opportunity presents itself? What specifically does the opportunity look like? What is it that I'm looking for? And what is it that I want to achieve? These are all part of step two in identifying how to identify these opportunities. So step number three is a clear vision. So have a clear vision of your opportunity. So I always like to talk about this as comets in the solar system. They come along all the time, but you have to know what type of comet you want to jump on. So some good questions to ask are, if I refuse this opportunity, does it close off other opportunities in the future? Does this opportunity take me closer to my ultimate goal, or does it take me further from my goal? If the opportunity opened up to something larger, would I be prepared to pursue that larger goal? What benefits does this opportunity give me? Does this have the potential to open up something larger, or is it clearly just a one-time deal? And finally, what are the costs that are involved? So step three is have a clear vision. Have a plan for your opportunity. Step number four is don't let the small set you back, and don't overlook those small opportunities. So how do you get over those small opportunities that may come your way? Let's think about it. So let's just say that you set up a karaoke party and you need, I don't know, about 15 people to show up, but you'll only get 5 people to RSVP. So even though many people gave you the verbal that they would come, that they thought that this was an awesome idea, do you show up on time? Do you show that you're having a good time? Are you easy to go along with and just go with it, even though you might have 5 people? Or do you look bigger and do you turn around and invite more people so they can have fun too? So in other instances, I took on small projects, which turned into larger ones. Also, I've taken on small projects and they didn't go anywhere, but that's okay. I learned something interesting and I learned some useful lessons that I can start to grow on that experience. So step number five, be ready to catch that opportunity. Do you have an opportunity reserve? That's something that I always ask is, do you have more reserve so you can act on those opportunities when they arrive? So it's kind of like when you're running a race, sometimes you got to save a little bit for that final finish line sprint. Sometimes that's what I call an opportunity reserve. So think in the future. Could you take time from your current work to pursue this opportunity? Would you be able to survive financially? What other responsibilities would someone else have to take on so you could temporarily do this opportunity? So what do you have that can turn into opportunities? Hey, it's Mary Michael here. While we take a little break from the show, I thought I would share with you a super helpful resource I created for you. It is a resume template to allow you to be a rock star in your next interview. I've actually tested this resume and got hundreds of compliments, and I've also shared this resume with many of my colleagues. I want to share it with you, and it's completely free. So what makes this resume so unique? It's in PowerPoint, so it's really easy to use. It showcases your skills in an easy-to-digest format for the reader. It's eye-catching and helps you stand out. So, have I convinced you to go check out this resume for free? It is located on the show notes of this episode, but you can also go to www.innovateyourlife.today and click on Blueprints in the menu bar. Once again, that's www.innovateyourlife.today and click on Blueprints in the menu bar. All right, let's get back to the show. Step number six, develop the opportunistic mindset. Focus your mind as an engine for opportunity. So let's think about, do you have any of the following? Do you have optimism? Can you stay on course even though there may have been a misstep? I totally remember doing a triathlon, and as I was swimming out to the first buoy, I didn't see the second. And so I actually started to turn. Everybody was following me because I was the fastest swimmer. So a lifeguard came swimming up to me and said, "Hey, look, you got to go back to that buoy." So as I thought, oh no, you know, I'm just going to get lost in the crowd, I stayed optimistic and I swam all the way out to that last buoy. And I realized that everybody was now started to follow me, turned around. And so I had made it to that buoy and I came out of the water first. So it was just by staying optimistic about that situation. The second characteristic is curiosity. Are you constantly asking deeper probing questions? I can go back to this one. I'm always asking more questions to try and solve more problems and get deeper into the root of the situation. Are you constantly asking probing questions? Another characteristic is generosity. Do you constantly give back to others? Are you developing that optimistic mindset by giving and constantly finding how to give to those others? And are you giving back to the world? Perseverance. Do you tackle your challenge or do you hide and not take accountability? This is something else to really think about. Gratitude. Can you restructure a sentence to show how you're grateful for something? So sometimes when you're having a bad day, can you think about how you can say you're thankful? And then confidence. Do you doubt your skills or abilities, or are you confident? And can you say that with confidence, you can do those skills and abilities? Playfulness. Are you willing to be a little bit creative? Are you willing to think outside the box? And are you willing to break those conventional rules? And then responsibility. Are you committed to resolving the problem? Are you accountable? Or do you blame others? So step number 6 is develop the opportunistic mindset. So let's go through these. Are you developing your mind for an opportunity engine? Are you any of these following? Or where can you improve? Are you optimistic? Do you have curiosity? Are you generous? Do you persevere? Do you have gratitude? Are you confident? Do you have playfulness? Do you show responsibility? All right, let's go on to step number 7. Step number 7, become a people person. So this was not always easy for me to become a people person, but as I started to figure out how to get more opportunities in life, I developed the skill of kind of reaching out to others. So relationships are key. Most challenges have answers that you are searching for, but the people have the answers behind them. So most people are sometimes timid of asking for help or asking for a question so that they can get help or an answer. So don't be afraid. And most of the time what I say is they can help you move forward. So just remember that other person across the table can help you move forward. So ask. So there's a quote by Glenna Crux that she uses in her book, Sage My Life. And it goes something like this. If you want to go there slow, go alone. If you want to get there fast, go together. So if you want to get there slow, go alone, meaning stay in your own silo. Don't ask any questions. Just try and move along and you're going to make a lot more mistakes along the way because you're not learning from other people's experiences. Or if you want to get there faster, you're going to have to go together. So you're going to have to ask those questions of somebody sitting across the table, down the hallway. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's somebody on the internet that has expertise in that area. So some questions to think about how to become that people person. Who knows me? How can I enhance this relationship? Who do I want to know? Who do I know that can help me? How strong is our relationship? So you must continuously work to build and strengthen those relationships on a daily basis. The more you're willing to give to others, the easier the opportunities will come your way during those difficult times. So that's step number 7, relationships and become that people person. Step number 8, identify obstacles or limiting beliefs in your way. So what does this mean? The limiting beliefs that are in your way. How can we start to identify them? So first, let's take a look at your beliefs and start to identify if there are any unhelpful or limiting beliefs that are preventing you from taking advantage of your opportunities. What beliefs may prevent you from seizing opportunities? What are my strengths and weaknesses? What weaknesses could prevent me from identifying new opportunities? How specifically could they impede me? What strengths could support me in discovering opportunities? How specifically could they benefit me? What is my risk tolerance? How much am I willing to risk? How much am I willing to potentially lose? So sometimes I do an assessment, or just what I call a wake-up call, to work on what I need to do to conquer on taking on that opportunity. Work on creating that desire and moving it forward and really thinking big. So step 8 is identifying those obstacles or limiting beliefs that may get in your way. So think about that and do that assessment and start to think about what is stopping me from thinking big. Step number 9, things to avoid. So don't do the following when it comes to an opportunity. Ready? I like the don'ts. So don't wait for the opportunity to arrive. How many times do you think, oh, that opportunity, it will just come to me? Well, that's not always the case. Can't wait for it. Let's go find it. The next is following the crowd. So how many used to follow the crowd instead of maybe thinking a little differently? The next one is seeking security and comfort. I know that this one's always a big one to try and get over. Isn't it more secure just to wake up and go to do whatever your normal used to do, but not really think about maybe I should step outside and try something different, or maybe I should learn a new language today? Those are things that I know I've had to really work on to constantly get outside and think bigger. The next one that I've identified is letting the fear of rejection or fear of making mistakes override your mind. So letting the fear of rejection or the fear of making mistakes override your mind. How many times have you thought about not wanting to post a blog post because you're fearful of rejection? Or maybe trying a new process within a big organization and the fear of making a mistake that that process may not go so well. Are you letting that override your mind? Are you letting it put on the brakes? Another area to think about is fighting for that opportunity that you want and how to make it big with the few chances that you have. So think about it. Fighting for that opportunity you want, it may need to take a few chances, and you may have to leave that fear behind because this is exactly the opportunity may never present itself again. So once again, it could be forever gone, and life doesn't give too many second chances. So sometimes we just have to leave that fear behind. Number 10 is learn from the opportunity. Learn from the past and every opportunity you take. Some questions to think are, how could I do it better next time? What could I learn from this? What went right? What went wrong? So step number 10 is learn from that opportunity. Step number 11 is think bigger and take action. You must think big and bigger. Think creatively and outside the box about anything and everything that life throws your way. The opportunity is simply a reflection of what you put into it, how you show up. Take action. From the moment an opportunity presents itself, quickly identify and prioritize it. Whether it's time sensitive, the opportunities will enable and the value it presents to you. Weigh the pros and cons and create a plan of action that will support your actions. Don't rush. Don't get emotional. Have a plan B if it doesn't work out. But here's some questions to ask yourself. Does it feel right? What is the outcome that I want to achieve? Will this opportunity help or hinder me? Will I get this opportunity again? What are the benefits? What are the drawbacks? Is the outcome under my direct control? If it's not under my direct control, then who controls it? And how do I influence them? What is the risk that I would be taking? What is the opportunity cost? What must I sacrifice in order to take advantage of this? Is this the right time and the place to do this? How do I know it is the right place? Do I have the necessary resources and experiences to pull it off? Who could assist me with this? So here we go. Let's recap what we just covered today about, are you taking advantage of every opportunity in life? Step one, are you defining what that opportunity looks like? Are you identifying how to identify those opportunities? Step number two, are you having a clear vision? Do you have clear criteria set for what you are looking for? Step number four, are you letting the small steps set you back? Step number five, are you ready to catch that opportunity? Step number six, are you developing that opportunistic mindset? Step number seven, are you becoming a people person? Step number eight, are you identifying any obstacles or limiting beliefs in your way? Step number nine, are you avoiding waiting for those opportunities to come, following the crowd? Are you letting the fear of rejection or making mistakes override your mind? And step number 10, are you learning from that opportunity? And then our bonus step, are you thinking bigger and taking action? All right, that's it for today. Thanks so much for joining us on Innovate Your Life. We'll hope to see you again next time. Been listening to the Innovate Your Life with Mary Michael. Tune in again to learn more about how you can innovate your life and realize your purpose and dreams and live your best life. Visit www.innovateyourlife.today. A special thanks to those that make this show possible. Our show is produced by Melissa, the master artist. Our co-host is Linda, the collaborator, catalyst, and connector. And our show is recorded and edited in the spare time of Mary Michael. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.